ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम सेवेंथ कैंटो फोर्टीन्थ चैप्टर टेक्स्ट 40। तथो अर्चयाम हरिम केचित् संश्रद्धया स्परयाया उपासता उपास्तापि नार्थधा पुरुषाद्विषा। तथो समटाइम्स ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। Translation: Sometimes a neophyte devotee offers all the paraphernalia for worshipping the Lord, and he factually worships the Lord as the deity. But because he is envious of the authorized devotees of Lord Vishnu, the Lord is never satisfied with his devotional service. Purport: Deity worship is especially meant for purifying the neophyte devotees. Actually, however, preaching is more important. In Bhagavad Gita 18.69, it is said, "Na cha tasman manushyesu kaschin me priya kritamaha." If one wants to be recognized by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he must preach the glories of the Lord. One who worships the deity must therefore be extremely respectful to preachers. Otherwise, simply worshipping the deity will keep one in the lower stages of devotion. Krishna. So this verse speaks about, sometimes a neophyte devotee offers all the paraphernalia for worshipping the Lord, and he factually worships the Lord as the deity. But he is envious of the authorized devotees of the Lord, Vishnu. The Lord is never satisfied with his devotional service. So the verse speaks about this anartha of envy, and to speak on this anartha, someone needs to have a pure heart. So what I can contribute is simply my struggle with my anartha. I won't be able to give much light on this shloka, but my struggle I can express. So in Kali Yuga, very difficult to understand God consciousness, even understand that our goal of life is actually to go home back to Godhead. I'm sure most of us will agree over here. We didn't know this. If it was not for Srila Prabhupada, we were living in a very different world. We had a completely different lifestyle, and we are heading towards becoming rich or famous, so many things. But somehow it was intervened by the devotees of Srila Prabhupada. Our life was intercepted, and because of that we are now sitting over here hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, sitting in a temple. Very big paradigm shift if we look behind what we were doing earlier. So very difficult in Kali Yuga actually. It's only by the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers. And then in that we have so many wonderful facilities. It's like getting so much. We get the temple atmosphere, then we have having the temple itself, then we have deity worship, then we have the holy name, we have good prasad. So many facilities. We had not planned that I will get this in life, but we have got all this, more than what is expected. So deity worship is also a process of purification, and started in Treta Yuga, and we are reaping the benefits over here now. So Srila Prabhupada writes over here that neophyte devotee offers all paraphernalia and worships the Lord by doing deity worship. And Lord Krishna speaks about this in Bhagavad Gita. He says, Man mana mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mame vaishyasi satyam te prati jane priyosi me. If you offer your obeisance to me, you become my devotee, worship me, then I promise that you will come to me. And very clearly he is mentioning, these are the activities we do in deity worship. We offer obeisances to the Lord. We offer nice bhoga to the Lord. And all for the satisfaction of the Lord. And in that we become purified. And it is guaranteed by Krishna that if you do this, you will come to me. You remember me. Naturally, because you are associating so much with the deities, you will remember them. But then this shloka, today's shloka seems to be like an asterisk for this Man Mana Mad Bhakta shloka. Conditions apply that you can do deity worship, but then because everything, this deity worship is for the satisfaction of the Lord. But if it is not done properly, if one is envious of the authorized devotees of Lord Vishnu, then the Lord is never satisfied with his devotional service. So all this devotional service which is done for the Lord, which is for his satisfaction, will be a waste. He'll not be satisfied. If he's not satisfied, then I will not go back to him. So I will just do some ritual. So it's very important to understand this aspect, that if we are planning, after getting so many facilities in life, coming all the way over here, but if we miss this point, then we have got the best in life, but still we have not made the best use out of it. Many times we see people get the best in life, but they just, like rich men's children, they get a lot of money in life, they get a lot of facilities, as long as the father is there, and then the father is gone, and then they just use the money in the wrong way, and they are back on the street. So, we have got all the facilities, but if we miss this point in life, then we will be back on, back here, back to material world. So, I was just meditating on that Lord Krishna so kindly has given us this deity worship. So, he goes on to further say that deity worship is especially meant for purifying the neophyte devotees. Actually, however, preaching is more important. We'll come to that a little later. The word used here is upasate, worshipping the deity. And in brackets, the Prabhupada writes, with faith and regularity. So in deity worship, there are some things which are compulsory. There is, you have to follow a particular time when you offer the bhoga. There should be regularity. And there should be cleanliness. And a person, this shloka speaks over here, is of such a person who is offering all these articles to the Lord, who has faith that this is Krishna, and he is offering these items, doing the worship very regularly. That means he is very pakka in his service to the Lord. And the Lord is not satisfied with such a person. So he is very expert. He is daksha. Daksha is the Sanskrit word for someone who is very expert. So one may be very expert in doing many services. He may be very expert in organizing, very expert in giving a class, very expert in so many things, cooking, whatever. Because just like deity worship is a service, all the other, we can use the same principle in other services also. And deity worship is the center of all the other activities which happen in the temple, isn't it? We make all the bhoga since morning, cutting and everything is going on, cleaning the temple hall, or so all these things come in front of the Lord, it's offered to the Lord, and there's beautiful decoration, festivals. Center is Krishna. So all other services are centered around the deity worship. So if someone who is able to do that with regularity and with faith, that is the word used over here. Upasate is worships, and upasata api, although worshipping the deity with faith and regularity. Na arthada, it's not beneficial to him. Why? Purushadvesham, because for those who are envious of Lord Vishnu and his devotees. But if such a person is envious of the devotees of the Lord, then all his service is not accepted. And this is the main reason why we are here in the material world. We are here because of envy of the Lord. Ichha dvesha. Now, because of being envious of the Lord, we have come here. And the Lord has given us an opportunity by bringing us to the temple to come back to Him. But if we do not overcome this impediment of envy over here, then we have to waste more time here in the material world. So, this shows that envy towards the devotee of the Lord is as good as envy towards the Lord. And amongst so many offenses that can be committed in deity worship, one prominent offense is offense towards the paraphernalia of the Lord. If one commits offenses, all his paraphernalia. The altar also is considered as an incarnation of Balaramji. Balaramji incarnates into all different things which are used by the Lord. And amongst all the paraphernalia, it is said one of the most important paraphernalia of the Lord is his devotee, Tadiya. There's a nice shloka for that, which says that that amongst all the different paraphernalia used, my devotee is one of the most important paraphernalia. And if one commits an offense to that paraphernalia, that means by being envious towards him, then the Lord makes sure that this person comes situated in, becomes humble. And we see in Shastra many times, the Lord doesn't mind if people offend him. So many times, Shishupal, he went on offending Lord Krishna again and again. And Lord Krishna did not mind. And people called him names. They called him, you are a thief. You are someone who is running away from the battlefield. So many things. But Lord Krishna was always forgiving. But when the Pandavas were offended, Lord Krishna, Yudhishthira Maharaj wanted peace. He said, let's not fight, you know. Let's finish off the whole thing by not being aggressive. But Lord Krishna designed things in such a way that to bring all these people on the battlefield and very nicely teach all of them a good lesson, and for all of us to learn also, because my devotee is offended, I'm never going to forgive them. And he smashed each of them, killed them. So, the devotee of the Lord is so dear to the Lord that, and the comparison is given that the devotee has taken shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. He's like the feet of the Lord. So when one is walking in the sun, especially in the summer season, if you walk bare feet, then it's very difficult to walk on the hot sand or the ground. You just cannot tolerate the heat. We run. I remember I had gone to one place where we are not used to, we are always used to wearing shoes. But the people who are used to, their skin becomes thick. They can walk in this hot sand. But at the same time, the same heat is falling on the head. We don't have a problem with that. But it comes to the feet, it's intolerable. Similarly, Lord Krishna can tolerate all offenses on himself. He has no problem. But if there is offense to his devotee, then he becomes very angry. And there is a nice bhajan which says, Hari name aparade tare hari naam. If we commit offenses to the holy name is non-different from Krishna, then tare hari naam, we can chant and become re-established, be saved from those offenses. Tomasthane aparade nahi paritran. But if we commit offenses to the devotee of the Lord, then there is no way we can be saved. It's very clearly mentioned in this shloka. So, this English dictum is there, love me, love my dog, stands very clear over here that Lord Krishna's devotee, if we want to love Lord Krishna, then we need to love his devotee, we need to respect his devotee. Unfortunately, because of past life conditioning, present situations in our life, it's very difficult for us to appreciate other devotees. And therefore, a very advanced devotee is one who is able to appreciate other devotees. He is able to, and therefore he makes, as His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj said, that by appreciating other devotees, if you see some devotee who is doing very well in Krishna consciousness, and if you appreciate, then probably you will make more advancement in Krishna consciousness than that devotee, what he is making. It's simply by, just by being, very appreciative about that devotee's devotional services, make so much of progress in Krishna consciousness. But because of this envy, it becomes very difficult to appreciate other devotees. And three things come: I, me and mine. That I am the enjoyer, everything is for my enjoyment, I am the controller. And therefore, this mentality, whenever we see someone making advancement, at least myself, I always feel I am better than others. As His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was mentioning in another class, that I am the best in the world. May not be the best in the world, if at least I'm the best in my community. If I'm not in the best in my community, at least I'm better than you. So that's the mentality, that I am better than you. And as long as that mentality is there, that I am better than others, very difficult to appreciate. My own life, I see, because of suffering of this disease, now later on, you see so many younger devotees coming and making full speed. It's like you're traveling in car, and then you see that, you feel my car is the best car and it's going at a good speed. But then you see that there are other cars, they're going very fast, and you look at them, my God, which car is this? New model. This is some new model. And he's going in full speed. If he's so many devotees who have come much later than you, they're making such super speed advancement, and in their association you see that their heart is so pure, their consciousness is so clear, they have more attachment to Krishna. I don't want to embarrass them, they're all sitting here. So they have so much for love for Krishna and appreciation for devotees. And just being in their association, our own anarthas are revealed, that, I thought my car was the best car, but now I realize it's the most, say in Hindi, khatara, the worst, very, very horrible state. And as my friend Braj Bihari Prabhu, he said that, what we do is we do two things. We feel ashamed of our situation, And simultaneously, if we can do this, two things. We can do this, then we will make very good advancement in Krishna consciousness. We are ashamed of our own situation, that realize I'm in a bad state. That's important. At least we realize that I'm in a bad state. And second is, we rejoice the advancement of other devotees, you know, or our own fortune, that I am here, at least I am here with these great souls, so I have no problem. Although I am so fallen, because these great souls are surrounding me, I am protected. So I am fallen, that's a bad scene. But then other thing is that I rejoice that I am in association of great souls. So where can you get such great association? I am going to make, even I will make it. So like in the spiritual world, everybody, they say, it's like a race, the marathon race. Anybody who comes, everybody, if you come late also, you get the gold medal. Everybody is going to get the first prize. So there is no dearth of the prizes. Everybody is going to. So even if I'm going to come late, I know that I will also get a prize, appreciation, acceptance from Krishna. So that is a struggle that I need to do to make it in Krishna consciousness. So Srila Prabhupada goes on to say that preaching is more important, because he's saying that more important than devotional service. This can create a controversy actually, because devotees may feel, how is it that preaching is more important and deity worship is not so important? Here Srila Prabhupada is revealing his mood. And just before I speak about, he is in this earlier shloka which Dwarkadish Prabhu spoke, Srila Prabhupada is revealing that particular mood. But before I speak about that mood, I would like to read some translations of some shlokas which speak on this envy subject and importance of devotees. It's from Bhaktivinoda Thakur's bhajan, Shuddha Bhakta Charane Renu Bhajana Anukula, Bhakta Seva Parama Siddhi Prema Lati Karamula. Dust from the lotus feet of pure devotee is conducive to devotional service. While service to the Vaishnava is itself the supreme perfection and the root of the tender creeper of divine love. Here, glorification, we all have a seed which was planted by some devotees, and now it is growing into Bhakti Lata. And we need to understand that the root of that tender creeper of divine love is service to the Vaishnavas. So one may be serving the Lord. One rule of deity worship is that if an exalted Vaishnav appears at the doorstep while one is doing deity worship, then one should stop the deity worship, go and receive that Vaishnava. So much importance is given, because that service is the root of our devotional service. Then Lord Shiva tells Parvati Devi that, my dear Devi, although the Vedas mention worship of demigods, worship of Lord Vishnu is topmost and is ultimately recommended. However, above the worship of Lord Vishnu is the rendering of service to Vaishnavas who are related to Lord Vishnu. Now Lord Shiva is very great, Vaishnava Naam Yatha Shambho. And as I was talking about an expert Daksha, an expert devotee offering with faith and regularity service to the Lord, we have this pastime of Daksha. His name was Daksha Prajapati because he was actually very expert. But the only mistake he made was he disrespected Lord Shiva. And because he disrespected Lord Shiva, we know that he had to go through a lot of problems. He was very handsome, very beautiful, but then later on his head was cut and a goat's head was given to him. and became very humble later on. So Krishna was very kind, he made him humble. I always pray to Krishna like that. It need not be that we all need to pray like that, but I pray many times that Lord Krishna, if I do mistakes, if I commit mistakes to Vaishnavas, give me all the reactions, but let me be in the association of the Vaishnavas. You want to make me humble in the association of the Vaishnavas. Don't take me away from the Vaishnava. Because that is the greatest protection for all of us. At the time of death, we are here for a very little while. So many plans we make. We think we will achieve this. We can conquer that. We can prove this. But all these things will finish in just one moment. All our perfections will be gone. Daksha was very, very, very perfect in doing so many things. But it was all finished. And because of the offense, head was cut and got a goat's head, became very humble. So, another shloka says that my devotees have many wonderful characters. Lord Krishna is mentioning over here, this is from Srimad Bhagavatam. He says that my devotees have many wonderful characteristics. Qualities of devotees, they have many wonderful characteristics. Devotees are good at doing so many things. They have humility, they have pridelessness, they have good speech, so many things. Including a strong inclination for what? To perform first class worship to other devotees. It's very nice shloka. Mad bhakta puja bhedika. Mentioning that so many good qualities are there, but there is one very special quality amongst my devotee, and that quality is their inclination to perform first class service to other devotees. Another from Adi Puran shloka, which says Lord Krishna saying, my dear Partha, one who claims to be my devotee is not so. Only a person who claims to be the devotee of my devotee is actually my devotee. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati would be sitting in his room and people would come to meet him, and he would ask his servant, ask him, who is he? And the person would say, I am a devotee of Lord Krishna. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati would say, tell him I don't have time to meet him. This man would be shocked and he would go. Then some other person would come. And the servant was asked, who are you? He said, I am a devotee of Lord Krishna's devotees. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, I have all the time to meet him. Call him. So this shloka shows that. Jada Bharat tells Rahuguna Maharaj, my dear King Rahuguna, unless one has the opportunity to smear his entire body with the dust of the lotus feet of great devotees, one cannot realize the absolute truth. That means Lord Krishna. One wants to realize Supreme Lord. One needs to become humble enough. One cannot realize the absolute truth simply by observing celibacy, brahmacharya, strictly following the rules and regulations of householder life, leaving home as vanaprastha, accepting sannyas, or undergoing severe penances in winter by keeping oneself submerged in water, or surrounding oneself in summer by fire and scorching heat of the sun. There are many other processes to understand the absolute truth, but the absolute truth is only revealed to one who has attained the mercy of a great devotee. So there are so many difficult processes. The easy process is that please the devotee, serve him and understand Krishna. No need to undergo some severe austerities. The value of a moment's association with the devotee of the Lord cannot even be compared to the attainment of heavenly planets or liberation from matter. And what to speak of worldly benediction in the form of a material prosperity, which are for those who are meant for death. So like that, some wonderful quotes about what is the importance of devotee. Now in the previous shloka, Srila Prabhupada reveals why he mentions that preaching is more important than deity worship over here. He says that formerly all activities were performed in connection with Vishnu. But after Satyuga, there was symptoms of disrespect among dealings among Vaishnavas. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said that a Vaishnava is he who has helped others become Vaishnavas. An example of one who has converted many others into Vaishnava is Narad Muni, a powerful Vaishnava who has converted others into Vaishnavas is to be worshipped. But because of material contamination, sometimes such an exalted Vaishnava is disrespected by other minor Vaishnavas. When great saintly persons saw this contamination, they introduced worship of the deity in the temple. This began in Treta Yuga and was especially prominent in Dwapar Yuga. Dwapare Paricharyayam. But in Kali Yuga, worship of the deity is being neglected. Therefore, chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is more powerful than deity worship. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu set a practical example in that he did not establish any temples or deities, but he profusely introduced the Sankirtan movement. Therefore, Krishna consciousness preachers should give more stress to the Sankirtan movement, especially by distributing transcendental literature and more. This helps the Sankirtan movement. Whenever there is a possibility to worship the deity, we may establish many centers. But generally, we should give more stress to the distribution of transcendental literature, for this will be more effective in converting people to Krishna consciousness. So it's very clear why Srila Prabhupada is emphasizing. His mood is revealed over here. The mood of a representative of the Lord, giving more and more of Krishna. That's why our pantha is called as the pantha of Goshtanandis. There is Bhajanandi, there is Goshtanandi. Bhajanandis are, they sit in one place and they worship the Lord, which is very nice. But Goshtanandis are, they worship the Lord, and with the power that they attain, they go and spread the message of the Lord. That is Goshtanandi. So that is our pantha, following in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada. Devotees are doing that. So, Prabhupada gave a lot of importance in Mayapur. He made the Mayapur temple. It was just in construction. And he made the devotee quarters much above the deity room. And so people started criticizing that, how can the devotee quarters be above the deity room? So Srila Prabhupada says, because Lord Krishna says, Mad Bhakta Puja Abhita. Worship of my devotee is more important than me. Prabhupada said. We went to Mayapur, and in that yatra, His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj took us for the first few days, because His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was unable to come initial part of the yatra. So I was very, very touched and impressed by Jayapataka Maharaj. We see him generally. He's a huge person. He has a huge personality. At the same time, we know that he has a huge following. All over Bengal, people are, you know, many, most of them are all his disciples. He's a very, he always has some, he has a secretary. His secretaries keep changing. They cannot keep pace with him, the way he travels. Very, very powerful personality. So we are very happy that Maharaj is going to remove time for all of us and show us some places in Mayapur. So nice. So Jayapataka Maharaj took us, and he took us to Kuliapat Gram. There is a temple in Kuliapat Gram. So in Kuliapat Gram, he took us over there, and then he gave the katha. And then there was kirtan was supposed to start, and Maharaj he took his huge kartals, what's called, wampers, and start doing kirtan. Then devotees were dancing. Then one old lady came. She came, a Vaishnavi, traditional Bengali Vishnu. She just came. And Maharaj was doing kirtan and we were all dancing in a circle around Maharaj. So this lady, she came in the circle. And then she started, very thin, lean lady. She came and she started taking dust from the feet of all the Vaishnavas. She was like almost like on the ground. Then Maharaj gave his kartal. This lady went and Maharaj gave his vampar to someone, Jayapataka Maharaj. And he was very huge. And then he lied down on the floor and he started rolling in the dust of all the devotees. And he spread his hands out to touch the feet of the devotees. And he put all the dust around his body. And he was rolling. So I was feeling that this is the mood of such a great personality. And he's so easily approachable. You can just go and talk to Maharaj actually. Very easily approachable. So humble. Down to earth. Just considering himself to be a dust. What I was reading in the shloka. You know. Taking the dust of the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas. So one may say, okay, these devotees are some of them who are 16 rounders coming for all the yatras. We went to Mayapur another time with some youth. And I remember two of these boys, they were absolutely new. They didn't know the etiquettes of anything actually. For them, Mayapur was like picnic. So they were just enjoying the good prasad and the swimming in Ganga. So we went. So one day when we were swimming in the Ganga, the great famous worshippers of the deities, Pankajangri Prabhu and Jananivas Prabhu, they both came for swimming in the Ganga. The evening time, sun is about to set, very cool atmosphere. So we were swimming. And so we were very careful that we don't touch such pure people. You know, we don't offend them, because while you're swimming, your feet may touch, may offend. These are great souls. They did their Gayatri and then they started playing with the boys. And it was very shocking. So I was telling, and these two boys who were so new, they didn't know who these people are. So to a surprise, Pankajangri Prabhu is such an expert at swimming. He was going underwater. He would enter one place and then he would be searching from where is he, and he would just come out from some other place. And while he was coming out, you would see some devotee shouting, "Ah, ooh," because he would be going down and taking their dust. So he took the dust of these two new boys and they wanted to reciprocate. So they were jumping on him and he was going down, and then same thing was happening with Jananivas Prabhu. And we were like shouting, you know, "Be careful, don't give your dust to Prabhuji." You know, this is an offense. Like, so such exalted souls, but they consider themselves to be humbler and more simple than low than these new devotees who are just there. So that is the mood. And the deities are very happy if the devotees are taken care of. We see in our temple also here, all facilities are made to take care of the devotees in all terms. Earlier, I remember, we would sit in the temple hall during summer season. It was very difficult because first of all, it becomes so crowded and then it is so hot. If you have all the fans on, still you have all this hot air. And everyone has... What's our temperature in the body? How much? 98.4. And you can imagine, 2,000 devotees with 98.4, all thermometers, like, you know, each of them, making the atmosphere more hot. But then we had the air conditioners put and sit in the AC hall so that there is no problem for hearing katha. So there is a nice pastime where Lord Jagannath is served very nicely by his devotees. And we have one devotee who is very exalted devotee of the Lord, Pundarika Vidyanidhi. And he approaches and sees that the clothes which are offered to Lord Jagannath the starch is not removed. Because according to deity worship, if you offer something to the Lord, it should be clean. And if you offer it with the starch, then it is contaminated. So he was shocked and he committed offense in his mind and he expressed it to other devotees that, what is this? They don't even have this much understanding that it should not be offered to the Lord. And then he went to sleep and in his dream came Lord Jagannath with Baladev. And Baladev was hitting him and smashing him left and right and started crying, "My Lord, what did I do? Please forgive me." He said, "Do you think that you're so advanced that you can judge my devotees? They are offering all this with so much of love and affection." See, Krishna being a person, he has direct relation with the devotee and no formula works, no logic works that, you know. Yeah. Sometimes we judge devotees. We see that, you know, why this devotee behaves in such a way. Very dangerous because we don't know what Krishna thinks about that. So, of course, we are not even so advanced that he will come and smash us in our dream. So, Pundarik Nidya Vidyanidhi, his face was swollen and then in the morning he came out and the other devotee said that you're so fortunate that Jagannath personally came and corrected you. So, Ramanujacharya once again went to Jagannath Puri and he wanted to make changes in the Jagannath temple. He set high standards, Sri Vaishnava standards for deity worship. We went for one initiation ceremony of the Madhva Sampradaya. And the Acharya who was giving the initiation, he went in the morning, early in the morning for doing deity worship. And without eating, drinking, just sitting in one place, came back late in the afternoon. Just doing deity worship, offering all the mantras, tantras, tulasi. And he has few assistants who keep giving him all these items. Just so much of high standards. So Ramanujacharya wanted to change and he was such a powerful acharya. He went to the king. So all the pandas, they became afraid that we will be removed. So they approached Jagannath. We don't have any shelter. So you protect us. You are our Lord. So then in the morning when Ramanujacharya got up, he found he was not in Jagannath Puri. He was in Kurmakshetra. And shocked because the Lord had him transferred so that he does not impede the service of his devotees. Like that the Lord is reciprocating. Whenever the devotee is in trouble, Lord Krishna comes and he protects. Paritranaya sadhunam. Vinashayata Dushkitam is not very important for him. That anyways will happen. But especially for devotees, for Prahlad, he will come as Narsingadev. Arjun, whenever he's in trouble, so many pastimes. Mayur Dhvaj, he comes for him. So like that, I'll take a few minutes more with your permission because there are some auspicious days, appearance, Acharya's appearance day and disappearance day. We have the appearance day of Radha Ramanji. Yesterday we had a very beautiful darshan of Radha Ramanji, the deity of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who's the son of Venkat Bhatt, who was staying in South India. And one day Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he was serving Govindji. He was engaged in that service by the other Goswamis. But then he had a desire that I should worship my own deity. And so he went all the way to Himalayas, way up in the mountain, Nepal side, to this Gandaki River. And there is Shaligram Shila available over there. So he, from the river, he took 12 Shaligram Shilas and he brought it back to Vrindavan, Vrajdham, to worship. But then he realized that I don't feel qualified to worship Shaligram. And out of his humility, he went back all the way back to Himalayas to put the Shilas back in the Gandaki River. But as he put the Shila back, the Shila itself jumped out of the water into his hand. So he put it again and again jumped. So he realized that the Shila wants to be worshipped in Vrajdham. So he brought the Shila back. He's staying under a tree, worshipping the Shila over there. And then one day, a very rich merchant, Vaishnav, came and offered a lot of jewels and other articles to all the six Goswami deities. And so he offered to Gopal Bhatta Goswami also all these paraphernalia. But then Gopal Bhatta Goswami thought that, how am I going to serve my deity? Because I cannot do dressing for the Shila. So he put all those paraphernalia in front of the deity and he prayed to the deity that, I have a desire to serve you in your threefold form. So if you so desire, then please fulfill my desire. And saying like this, he went to sleep. And in the morning, when he woke up, went for his bath, he came back and he saw that one of the prominent Shilas, the Damodar Shila, had changed into a very beautiful form of Lord Krishna. And that was the form of Radharamanji, which is very small, maybe 12 inches high, something like that. So happy seeing this form. All the other Goswamis came and they all rejoiced that it's one of the most beautiful forms we have ever seen. And so they requested Rupa Goswami to give him a name. And Rupa Goswami did the name giving ceremony by giving him the name Shishi Radharaman. Shishi Radharaman ji ki jai. And this deity is important for all of us, because it is said the feet of this deity represents the feet of Madan Mohan ji, which is the Sambandha Jnana deity for all of us, establishing our relationship with the Lord. And then the upper portion above the feet, the flute and the hand, that represents the Abhideya, that is the Govind Deva deity, where we know what is our relation and now we serve in that relationship with the Lord. And then the face of Radharamanji represents the Prayojan, the perfection of that service. And that deity is represented by Shishi Radha Gopinath ji. So like that, that was the appearance of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And he had a very prominent disciple, his name was Srinivas Acharya. And today is also his appearance day. And Srinivas Acharya, he studied under Jiva Goswami, who had two other very important disciples, Narottam Das Thakur and Shyamanand Prabhu. So all three of them were sent for book distribution. And all the Acharya's literatures were collected by Jiva Goswami, put into a cart, and with 10 soldiers, they were sent. So they decided that Srinivas Acharya, he decided, I will go to West Bengal and preach. Then Narottam Das Thakur decided, I will go to East Bengal and preach. And Shyamanand Prabhu decided, I will stay in Odisha and preach. So like that, their areas of preaching were decided. But as they were going, they stopped at a village called as Vana Vishnupur. And over there, some dacoits, they noticed that this is some important material, maybe a lot of jewels. So at night, they stole all these books. So in the morning, Srinivas Acharya, Narottam Das Thakur and Shyamanand Prabhu were very shocked and disturbed. So they decided what to do. They were wanting to end their life. At that time, Srinivas Acharya suggested that you two go ahead in your preaching places and I will not come back till I get those books. So he stayed back and then he started searching for the books. And he thought, let me take the help of this king of this place, Vana Vishnupur, King Bhirambhir. But surprisingly, this king himself was in charge for the robbery. And he had stolen the books. And then when he thought it was, it would increase his jewelry account, but then he realized that these are spiritual books. So he felt, I've done an offense. So he started having a Bhagavatam recitation to relieve himself from that offense. And then people would come and hear, and even Srinivas Acharya would come. And then in that Bhagavatam recitation, they recognized him as being a very big scholar. And so he was invited to the king. And then of course, it was revealed that these books belong to him. And that's how Srila Prabhupada, as he's mentioning the mood of preaching, Srinivas Acharya preached, and the whole Vala Vishnupur was delivered, converted into Vaishnavism. And also we have Parameshwar Das, his disappearance day. There are 12 prominent Gopals of the Lord, and he's the fifth one among them. His name is Arjun in Krishna Leela. And he's the descendant of the Vaidya family. And he's a very close associate in Chaitanya Leela of Lord Nityananda. And he was also there at the Kheturi Gram festival where Janva Mataji went. And on the order of Janva Mata, he installed a deity at Atapura in Hooghly, and the name of the deity was Shishi Radha Gopinath. So, and also there is appearance of Shripad Madhavendra Puri, and we have heard so much about him from the last many classes. So I thank all the devotees for very patiently, kindly hearing. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Madhavendra Puri Prabhu ki jai.